Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Illinois, the land of Link Trend. And yet another in the suite of license plate short show titles. That one, it's courtesy of a person by the name of Uncle Brew.
Okay.
Shout out
okay,
to Uncle Brew. Brew. I am Jack, you are Miles. Mm-hmm. And hey, here are a couple of things that are trending right now. Couple. Cuomo was trending over the weekend. Because his ass got fired.
Bye. He's gone. Matrix.
It seems like they found something bad because they did the investigation for a couple days. Usually, I'm assuming this being a big corporate media entity that they were doing a separate investigation of their own to just drag that shit out as long as they possibly could. And then, you know, bring him back quietly like they did with Tubin. But then, you know, it was like days later, they were like, he's fired. Oh, yeah. No, he's gone. We actually never really liked him. I don't know why
we hated him.
Asking
and
us.
Now that there are these new allegations against him of possible sexual misconduct, then we're like, yeah, this is too much. This is too much. Even though apparently there's like a story, too, about how CNN sort of knew. You know, they kind of understood maybe passively that Cuomo was doing this shit to help his brother. Like he was, you know, not being the most upstanding journalist in his pursuit of oppo research, I guess, as he put it.
Not CNN, Miles. Don't tell me that.
God.
Anyone, you know, but.
It is what it is. But yeah, I guess this is just the ebb and flow of men in the media.
Yeah. Anyways, good riddance, I guess.
I mean, he was LeVar Ball's greatest counterpart in a TV interview, I will say that. There was something very interesting about how LeVar Ball also thought he could punk him around.
Yeah.
But
maybe we could, you know, reach out and we'll hit you up with a LeVar Cuomo Ball podcast.
Oh my God. Yikes.
You're playing Cuomo Ball.
Nothing could be less deserved.
Yes. Matrix 4 is trending because there's another new trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen the whole movie. I've watched more trailers for this than most movies. I'm not even like that big of a Matrix head.
Oh man,
is that what we're calling them?
Yeah, Trixie head.
Trixies.
It is one of those things you're like, because we're so conditioned to a trailer showing you the whole movie, and then when you see it, you're like, bro, that was every fucking scene. Yeah. Like, you teased every epic shot in there. But I feel like they've done it. I don't know. When you say that, it frightens me, because I'm like, no, there's still some stuff in the tank. Because what's in the trailer is fucking wild. Like,
yeah, it looks dope.
This motherfucker stopping bullets. He's hitting fucking fireballs out of his hands and shit. It's I'm ready.
Yeah. All we need is a portal in the sky. And
exactly.
It'll have the trifecta.
I'm ready to believe that you can be all stringy and gray haired and like still kick some ass, you know?
I'm just hoping they got, speaking of problematic people who are probably still working quietly, I'm just hoping they got a Joss Whedon pass on this bad boy. So it has some quippy banter, you know?
Yeah, I can't. But that's luckily they know that's not Keanu's thing. You know? Yeah. Unless he's literally going, whoa.
There are a couple lines in this trailer where I'm like, oh, right. Like, we love Keanu Reeves, but like not because he's a good actor necessarily. Yeah,
that's exactly.
More, you know, although he's like, gotten, he's great at what he does. I don't, right. Keanu heads, as they're probably called, don't come for me. All right.
Yeah. You don't want them to mock you. They call that a K-hole.
Yeah. K-hole. Members of the K-hole. Bob Dole. Has passed.
Wow.
Once he outlived Norm, he just like didn't have anything to live on for or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Was he 98?
Yeah.
Old man. There's some interesting takes on Twitter about that. They're like, if people were, you know, had been more accepting of like Bob Dole, like trying to draw a straight, like a line from Bob Dole to Trump by being like, you know, America rejected many conservatives that were principled. Mm-hmm. So it's hard. It's easy to see possibly why, you know, things just got to where they are and we have Trump now. And that's like being written by like Republicans too,
of course.
Or just like salty. So I'm like, okay, really? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah. Because we should have elected the people who wouldn't say the racist thing out loud and just would say it behind the scenes.
It ignores the fact that they're like many of these people who are out here now, like just full voice screaming racist stuff. Now they've been thinking this for a while. It's just that I think the only difference is you have people who are like, yeah, yeah, come on out and just do that shit. Like other people don't exist.
Right.
It's not like, you know, Trump created a bunch of people who are like, you know what? I think I'm going to become a nativist gross person.
Right. A lot of, neo-lib types who are like, ah, Trump says the quiet part out loud. It's wild. And it's like, so you're acknowledging that that was the quiet part that people just weren't saying loudly before.
Right.
Like, so we should have just elected the people who kept it quiet and not shouted it from
quiet
the rooftops.
Racist.
And that would have been a better situation for everyone.
Yes. Oh, right. I get how
I mean,
that's bad.
Maybe, like, I don't know. Trump's definitely bad, but it's acting like in 1996, the seeds of the current Republican Party weren't already planted is pretty, pretty blind.
Well, you know, the thrust of it all is ignore history. Don't look backwards. Don't try and look at how we got here at all. And if you do, we'll make it illegal to teach.
Yeah. And also, speaking of thrust, his legacy was really the Viagra ads.
Mr. Viagra.
That's a special kind of selling out. That like happens when you are near death, when you're just like, all right, I guess I'm just,
what do you want me to say? That you still fuck for a check. Okay. You can secure this pharma bag. If you say you're still pumping, baby, now go off Bobby and do your thing.
You would think that people would become more, concerned about their legacy as they get closer to death. But instead it seems like they become more concerned about the bag and more willing to just tell everybody to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I guess, you know, like old people like to steal. So maybe that's just like the natural extension. Although it's interesting. I was reading an article today about how Viagra was potentially going to factor into like Alzheimer's treatment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was wild. They're like, we get it. It sounds very interesting, but they've not just like there's just been some studies that they're looking a lot closer at Viagra as it relates to a treatment for Alzheimer's or possibly factor into that.
And this represents Viagra's new marketing strategy post Bob Dole, where right. they pay us to just seed little stories about how Viagra cures horrible illnesses.
No, exactly. Because when I saw it, I'm like, this has to be a joke. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Interesting.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it pop biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
And we're back, and New York, the city, has mandated that private companies demand their workers get vaccinated, which is new. It has entered the private sector, and from it will spread like a virus till everyone's a communist. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
This is where it starts.
I mean, I like already looking at people's takes on this, just the... De Blasio, look what he's doing. This is Buck Sexton said, not content to have ruined living in NYC during his disastrous tenure as mayor. De Blasio's one more big middle finger to extend to this city on his way out. There's an uptick in COVID cases right now. And a lot of you jokers aren't vaccinated and then wondering why people are getting sick and then things are disrupted. That's why. I mean, I think it's weird how also there's some people too who are even like maybe like not necessarily conservative too, who are just have began to fully commit to the idea that the pandemic should be over.
Yeah.
So they're not fucking with it anymore. And I wish I had that level of self-centeredness that I could just in my mind be like, it's not real to me. Therefore, it doesn't exist. So poof, vamoose, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that more mainstreaming of the fuck Fauci. Everybody like kept telling us to wear masks and now there's still coronavirus thing, which seems misguided.
Yeah. And again, the prevailing law, or it's just a lot of the same take, which is like vaccines don't stop infection. And you're like, oh boy. Okay. That's one way to look at it, because you're just saying, well, if people are vaccinated, they get breakthrough cases. And like, what's the point?
Right.
It's like, yeah, there's also a ton of people who are not getting seriously ill. And even if you have a breakthrough, not falling seriously ill. And also, if you're vaccinated, even if you might be carrying some level of infection, the viral loads are lower. Mm-hmm. There's many reasons, but really at this point, it doesn't seem like that message is going to get through to people. And I think what they're trying to do now is make sure that, you know, as many people are at least getting boosted that are able to, because if, you know, for people who've had two doses and it's been over 6 months, like the studies are showing that your immunity is waning. So that's another thing to consider. But yeah,
I'm on my fifth. I told you, I'm just getting them all.
Yeah. I said you shouldn't do that, man.
I'm a collector. I'm getting.
Yeah. But I told you it's not like Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I got two Modernas, a fucking
four Pfizer, and couple J&Js.
But... Also, buckle your seatbelts. I got a fucking AstraZeneca, fam. They don't even do that out here. Yeah. And I got three.
So rare. Texas is trending. The DOJ is suing over the redistricting maps, which
that we talked about. We're just so aggressively like, fuck anybody trying to vote a Republican out. Because these are ironclad districts. The attorney or assistant attorney general, Vanita Gupta, said, quote, our complaint today alleges that the redistricting plans approved by the Texas state legislature and signed into law by the governor will deny Black and Latino voters an equal opportunity to participate in the voting process and to elect representatives of their choice. So, yeah, that's good. Good to see somebody doing something about that.
How are we feeling like this is going to go? Is it...
I mean,
will at least tie it up or
we'll see. I mean, I think that's where you figure out which court is going to hear it and then see how things stack up. But I mean, yeah, as you know, we'll talk about or briefly touch on tomorrow's episode. I mean, there's a lot of discussion around the fact that there is a lot of fuckery happening, whether it's just the most cynical redistricting maps you've seen or the installation of stooges on election boards and committees to be able to have the people in place that can, you know, overturn elections or at least cause as much chaos as possible and send us further down the road to total destabilization.
Yeah, none. Just, you know, getting rid of that old democracy. The goal is for next elections, right? They're not still trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election.
I think that was their practice round, clearly. Okay. And they're like, okay, so that didn't work out because we realize we need more people who are just automatons that will just do the bidding of the party. And that's what we need. And that's what the push has been aggressively.
But so, if you want to see how much a embarrassing failure can like motivate you to get serious, just look at the Donald Trump going from just getting fucking rinsed at the Obama roast to being president in like a handful of years because he was just like, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm going to make those fuckers pay.
I'm not taking any more L's. Watch this.
Oh, no. So, you know, if they learn their lesson, we're probably fucked.
We shall see, you know, that's why like a lot of people are thinking of things like, hey, you know, the filibuster, let's, you know, like, create a federal standard for a lot of these things to try and stave this off. And I think the concern is that they're like, we're not hearing enough from the president or Congress to say this is a huge, like, this is an existential crisis for the country. But I think so many other people are like, man, I'm already facing an existential crisis. It has nothing to do with me voting for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And, you know, dealing with just a very, you know, chaotic
existing
landscape.
Yeah. All right. And finally, Alec Baldwin has been on and off trending for the past week or so. Mm-hmm. He did an interview with his good friend, George Stephanopoulos, like literally they're good buddies. And, you know, we watched a super cut, a highlight reel of the interview cut together by ABC News. So it was a very, you know, convincing. You know, Alec Baldwin is just out here doing the best he can. But then you read some of the quotes and it seems like he puts a lot of the blame on the shoulders of the woman who he killed. And like he was saying, like, she told me to point it at her. And then they have a cutaway in the interview to the gun wrangler who they're trying to, I think, stick a lot of the blame onto, and the cutaway, the picture just makes, she's got two guns in her hand, like across her chest, and is like scowling at the camera. So it's clear like what strategy they're going with here.
Yeah. I think any person of color who's seen somebody needlessly killed, they run the same playbook being like, yo, this person was reckless, huh?
Yeah.
But in this one, like it really looked like Pancho Villa's wanted poster or some shit. Like it was out there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a huge tragedy. And then you still have Alec Baldwin, like, not really advocating for things to be safer or done differently. His whole thing is just like, I don't know. I didn't do it. People in New Mexico said I'm probably not going to get charged. I don't know. It's really like it's really screwed up. And if somebody is going to be held responsible, I don't think it should be me. And I get that to a certain point, right, that there is if you're not physically the person who was responsible for that gun being loaded with a bullet, that you might feel aggrieved that somehow, like, you're like, well, why am I getting caught up in this? But as a producer and the hiring of the people and trying to ensure a proper safety environment for the people that are, you know, giving you their labor for your little pet project film. Yeah, there is a little bit of responsibility there. Now, what that is, I'm not sure. I'm not a lawyer, but that's where I think many people are like, it's a little bit. Should show a little more contrition, but I'm sure your lawyer's like, don't do that, man, because then they're gonna think you're responsible. You know, it's like,
yeah,
so much triangulating.
So the reason it's trending currently is that Alec and his wife have deleted their Twitter accounts.
I mean, Hillary. So, yeah, and Hillary deleted their accounts. They've gone quiet. I don't know. It sounds like some shit that would happen in Succession, like where you fuck up so terribly and then like you're just getting dragged on Twitter and like your notifications are nothing but like, fuck you, piece of shit. And you're like, you know what? Just delete it. Like the haters are always going to be there. Like just turn it off. You know, let's go to this spa in Iceland.
Yeah. But I mean, that is the thing that a interview conducted by somebody who isn't his good friend would probably have focused on is not his role as a person holding the gun, but his role as a producer on a film that had people like walking off the set because it felt dangerous.
Right.
Like that's, you know, that's on you, homie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then... Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.